The name of the book, Abahir, is derived from one verse from the book of Job. Let's start reading, yes? And word by word, it is in Hebrew, but it is possible to catch it because most of the words, I believe, you already met. So let's start. So I'm skipping and starting with the verse that Shlomo was quoting this morning, Siman Bet. Siman Bet is Mark 2, yes. Amar said in English. Amar Rabbi Berachia, said Rabbi Berachia. Mai Dichtiv, what is written? Genesis 1:2, Ve'aretz haita tohu vavohu. So again, Amar Rabbi Berachia, Rabbi Berachia said, what is, which is written, or what is the meaning in the writing, in the scripture, Genesis 1:2, Ve'aretz haita tohu vavohu. And the earth was chaos, tohu vavohu, how you translate it, and let's see how Rabbi Berachia solves this, or look into it. Mai mashma, mai, in this is again in Aramaic, it is what is it, mahu. In Hebrew, what is it? So it says, mai mashma haita, what does it mean that the earth was, v'ha'aretz haita, meaning the earth was already tohu? Umai tohu, and what is tohu? Now he asks about the word tohu, because here, tohu, yes, is a noun. But Rabbi Berachia turns the tohu into a verb and says the following, Davar hamate bne adam, a thing that makes people wonder. It is wondering. So what is tohu? Tohu is not a noun. It's a verb. It's wondering. It's wondering. Umai bohu, and what is bohu? And Rabbi Berachia answers, Davar sheyesh bo mamash, a thing that has truth in it. Dichtiv, that it is written, bohu, and then he opens bohu into two words, bohu, he is in it. So, who would like to summarize the words of Rabbi Berachia? Or shall we repeat? Or are there any questions, if there are any, about the text? Are there any questions, any comments? Yes, Felipe?
Hello, Eti.
Hello, Shalom. Good morning. How do you do?
I'm fine, Eti. Thanks. I'm happy to hear about the Bahir. And I want to just share something, because it was interesting. Some weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I was in traveling to São Paulo, and it was a day of rain. I found shelter in a bookstore, and suddenly first shelf I looked into was with Hebrew books, or Jewish shelf of books, of collection. And I saw this text of Bahir from translation from Arye Kaplan that you were mentioning some days ago, and I was thrilled, and I just had to buy the book. So today I was reading it and just read this very verse that you were opening. And I just wanted to share that because of the synchronicity and trying to understand a bit. And it is interesting because the way the Habis approach it is to playing around with the letters, the Hebrew letters and the Hebrew words, and just trying to understand a bit about this transforming a verb, a noun into a verb. If you could open a bit about this.
Yes, thank you, Felipe. Usually there is a connection between verbs and nouns. We can ask what comes before, but there is a tight connection between verb and nouns. Like, for example, table, shulchan, in Hebrew, shulchan, this is a noun, table. But what is the meaning of table? It comes from the verb shuleach. It sends, or it's messengering. So everything, yes, that is being put on the table can be messengered or can be given away. Shulchan, from shuleach, from to send. Whatever is being put on the table is being sent to the one who is sitting next to the table. Let's say, if there's a coffee on the table, so coffee is being sent. If there's like a loaf of bread, so a loaf of bread is being sent. Whatever is put on the table, let's say a book is being sent to the one who sits next to the table. Shulchan from shuleach. Yes? So there is a tight connection between a noun and a verb. Now, what is bohu? There is a verb in Hebrew, which means livhot, livhot. It means to stare into the infinite. Staring into the infinite is behia. Yes, in Brazil there is a shore called Bahia. How do you say Bahia? Bahia, Felipe? There is a place in Brazil, Bahia, Bahia. Yes, in Hebrew, there is a verb called livhot. Livhot comes from bohu. Yes, and it means to stare or staring into the infinite. Behia, behia, stare into the infinite, and in a way, being conceived by the infinite. It gives a lot of peace. Because there's only seeing, it's to stare and to see, but it's just seeing, yes? Shabbat Shalom, Abigail. Happy to see you here. So, again, what is Tohu? He asked, Rabbi Berachia. Yes? Comes from the verb Mathe et Ha'olam. He says, Davar, a thing that makes everyone wonders or being in a constant wondering or questioning. This is tohu. And what is bohu? He says bohu, in it he is. But what in it he is nothing. And from here we move, or we can see the verb behia, to stare into the infinite without a focal point. And this is seeing. Without a lens of space and time. It's like the before. We are talking about this from different angles, but this is the angle of the verse and from Rabbi Berachia. Now, what is the meaning of Rabbi Berachia? Yes, this is a teacher or someone you learn, or a scholar or a sage. Berachia divides into two parts. Barech, the verb is to bless, barech. And ya, ya yod hey. Yod represents wisdom. Hey, first hey of the tetragrammaton is understanding. So there is a blessing in the infinite. Wisdom and understanding, which is abstract or beyond or before space and time. Ya is always, is considered to be the nomenon, because there is not yet their manifestation. Only in the va, in the two last letters of the tetragrammaton, this is the world of the manifestation. Ya, considered to be beyond space and time, or part of the upper three spheres. Therefore we say, or David says, Hallelujah. Yes? Hallelujah comes from, yes, Hallelujah in space and time, but yeah. The nomenon, the unmanifested or the non-manifested. Any other questions? Shall we repeat? Do we understand? You are free to ask anything or whatever comes to you. Yes, Abigail is writing. And there is here Siman Gimel. Yes, Shabbat Shalom. Siman Gimel, Mark 3. Yes, Felipe?
Eti, in this verse, I was reading, there is this asking about the word, it was, I guess, I don't know the word, but I guess there is a question of asking why there is, it mentions that it already was. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it says, he asked, yes, what does it mean that the earth was, haita? והארץ הייתה, כי הפסוק, because the verse says, והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו. So he says, הייתה, meaning already there is creation, and there's already, with the creation, something before already. Yes? Because let's, this is verse 2, והארץ הייתה, yes, תוהו ובוהו. Let's start with the first verse. בראשית, yes, bara Elohim, in the beginning, God created et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, the heavens and the earth. And here starts verse 2, ve-ha-aretz hayta tohu v'vohu. So he comes and asks, what does it mean, ha-aretz hayta, meaning the creation? Well, verse 1 says, et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. But in verse 2, there is a very distinct description about the aretz. It goes into details. Ve-ha-aretz hayta, and the earth was, or the will was, this is more precise, the will was what? Tohu v'vohu. Was wandering and staring into the infinite.
Wow. Really beautiful picture when we think about the wheel.
Because you see already in the earth, yes, ha'aretz or ha'ratzon, you already see. It appears after the heavens, Bereshit, the two beginnings, Hashamayim ve'aretz are two, yes? When you look at Haaretz, it already, there is a split. Haita, yes, was, in a double mode. Wandering and staring into the infinite. Or the prime will. Or the prime intention. Wandering is something that takes into consideration, oh, there's a movement in it. There's a movement in wandering, and there's also staring into the nothingness, which cannot be contained. Abigail asked to repeat. Thank you so much, Felipe, for asking. Yes, let's start. We are reading from Sefer Bahir, and we are starting with Mark 2, Siman Bet. Amar Rabbi Berachya. Rabbi Berachya said, "My dichtiv, what is that which is written?" Genesis 1:2. Ve'haaretz haita tohu vavohu, and the earth was tohu vavohu. I remain with those terms. I don't translate them for a reason. So, Amar Rabbi Berachya, said Rabbi Berachya, or Rabbi Berachya said, what is which is written, Genesis 1:2, ve'haaretz haita tohu vavohu, and the earth was tohu vavohu. My mashma haita, if we hear the verb haita was feminine in past form, it means that it was already tohu. Umai tohu, and what is tohu? Davar hamathe bnei adam, a thing that makes you people wonder or wandering. Tohu. I wonder, in English we would say, I wonder if, and here comes the condition. I wonder if, ta da 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 dam. In Hebrew, ani tohe. Ani tohe. I wonder. Ani tohe. From tehiya. Wondering, I wonder if, and in Hebrew, ani tohe im, if, and here starts the condition of if or im, and the condition of what comes after the if or im. So, mahu tohu, what is tohu? Davar hamathe bnei adam, a thing that makes human wonder. Or makes them wandering. Umai bohu, and what is bohu? And he answers, davar sheyesh bo mamash, a thing that has reality in it. It's almost tangible. Dichtiv, which is written, bohu, and he opens bohu into two words, bohu, in him, he, or in it, he is inside of everything. So let's try to read the whole verse. Ve'haaretz haita tohu vavohu. How Rabbi Berachya reads this, and the earth was tohu vavohu. First of all, he says, Haaretz haita, it was already a fact. There is a creation, there is, in a way, two beginnings, Hashamayim ve'haaretz, but the earth is, in a way, is in a pre-module stage, which is tohu vavohu. It has already a movement in it. It's not just the earth, it's the will also. It is it causing or makes people wonder or wandering, but it's also staring into the infinite, into nothingness. Now, before we continue with Rabbi Berachya, about what Rabbi Berachya speaks, Does he speak about the Darwinistic perception? Of what does he speak, Rabbi Berachia? Does he looks into the Bible from biologist lens? Which lens? From which lens does Rabbi Berachia read the Torah? What is the lens? Fernando? Felipe, Yanis, what is the lens? Yes, Felipe?
I would say it's, I guess it's by the lens of the Hebrew letters itself.
Mm-hmm. Non-duality, Anna says, yes. And if we speak about the wandering and staring into the infinite, what have you been in this mode? Do you remember yourself like staring into an infinite or wandering or both? Do you remember yourself wondering about anything or staring into the gazing into this nothingness?
Yes, it sounds like a meditative state of mind, state of being, without focusing exactly in one thing, trying to think about of something, but instead just being and having this staring at the universe, staring at the heavens. I guess there is a kind of meditative state, I would say.
Yes, and this mode is coming. The third verse is in the Bible already written, but this verse in a way describes one split of a moment before there is a recognition. Before the idea comes to the mind, idea, image, something comes into the mind, there's this emptiness or a mode of being. But once there's like our instrument or this empty pipe or this empty flute, something is being put inside, there's already Vayehi O. The Bible does not describe physical, biological creation as people tend to think, like from like Darwinistic point of view. It's how from nothing comes something. How from the nomenon comes the phenomenon. So people speak where the language or the sentences or the words are coming from. We are not generating languages, we are not generating words that are being transmitted. Yes, and there's speaking. There's no speaker, there's speaking. And this verse, specifically verse 2, describes this split of a second before something comes as a stream of recognition into the brain, and there's like catching, because once there's something is streaming, the brain catch it. Yes? And there's a thing. But this verse is very important. In other fields, they call it epistemology or how something comes from nothing. In Hebrew, they call it nekudat ha'afisa. Afisa comes from Ephes. Ephes is zero. So this is the point of zero, how from nothing comes something. Because you have experienced this. Suddenly music comes or something, idea comes. Or where does it come from? Not just in the field of creativity, also in daily living. Suddenly somebody comes and moves and take the keys and turn to the car, and you know, where does it come from? Questions? Yeah. Yes, Fernando. There is no other pipe, I would say. Yes, there's the first chapter. In Hebrew roots, we are speaking about it. Yes. Yes. So let's read Siman Gimel. Let's continue with the questions of Rabbi Berachia, because if you notice, there's all the time questions. There's not a lecture. I will tell you, this is not information. It's not. It always comes with a question before. So, Siman Gimel, Mark 3. ומפני מה התחיל התורה בבית? And from what is the reason that he had started the Torah with the letter bet? And he answers, כמה דאתחיל ברכה, because the text is mixed Hebrew and Aramaic, yes? כמה דאתחיל ברכה, like he starts, yes, the Torah with bet or bereshit, because the bet is also the beginning of the word bracha, which means blessing. Umena lan de haTorah nikret bracha, and from where do we know that the Torah is called bracha, blessing? Sheneemar, that it has said, Deuteronomy 33:23, Devarim Lamed Gimel Kaf Gimel, Umale Birkat Hashem Yam Vedarom Yersha. Yes, this is a very important verse, because they're going to discuss this verse through the whole book. Umale Birkat Hashem Yam Vedarom Yersha, and fulfilled the blessing of being the sea or the ocean, and the south had inherited it. Again, Deuteronomy 33:23. This is the blessing, this is the verse from the blessing to Naphtali. Umale birkat Hashem Yam, and fulfilled the blessing of the being as a sea, Vedarom Yerasha, and the south had inherited it. So, he asked, and how do we know that the Torah is called Beracha, blessing? And he says that it is said in Deuteronomy 33:23, Umale Birkat Hashem Yam. Yes? And the blessing of being is fulfilled as a sea. From here, we know that Torah is blessing. And then he continues, Ve'en yam ela Torah, and there's no sea, ocean, but Torah. Shneimar, Job 11:9, Urechava mini yam, and broader or vaster than the sea or than the ocean. Now, Mai Umale Birkat Hashem, what does it mean? And the blessing of being is fulfilled or filled? Ela, kol makom sheneemar bet, hu leshon beracha. But every place that it has said bet, we find the letter bet, hu leshon beracha. This is the language of blessing. Now, so far, questions? Do we understand how Rabbi Berachia continues? Are there any questions? Felipe, Fernando, Abigail, Yanis? Yes, Felipe.
Yes, I was trying to understand that he speaks the seas related with the Torah. Yes. And what about the south?
Yes.
Because it's very...
Yes.
Very...
Yes, the full verse, different. Yes. The full verse, Umale Birkat Hashem Yam, and the blessing of being is fulfilled as a sea. And the rest of the verse says, and the south had inherited this blessing. The blessing of the Torah, the south has inherit. Yes, the south inherit the blessing of the Torah. Do you understand that, Felipe? Fernando, do you understand?
I cannot understand quite well, but I can just.
Yeah.
I think there is just something about the south being related.
Yes.
With a warmer place.
So let's.
Where the light is brighter.
Yes, you're right. Yes, of course. Why the south inherited? What the south inherits here? Before we continue, why the South? Before we answer why the South inherited, what the South inherit in this verse? What the South inherited? Shall we read it again? Yes. Let's do it. So, Umale Birkat Hashem Yam, and the blessing of being is fulfilled as a sea or as the ocean. Vedarom Yersha, and the south has inherited what? The blessing, which is fulfilled as the sea or as the ocean. So the south inherited what? The blessing. The blessing of being, which is as vast as the sea or as the ocean. Now you can ask why. Why the South has inherited the blessing of the being, which is as vast as the ocean or as the sea. Why the South? What is so special about the South? Let's opposite it. Okay. Let's not answer immediately the question, but let's take the other side. What is the opposite side of the South? What is the opposite when we look at four directions of wind? Yes? When we look at the four directions of wind, what is opposite side to the South? What is it? Can anyone answer? A simple question. North, very good, North. So let's see. Yes, what comes up? Let's like read verses from the heart which are related to the North. One verse is Mitzafon Zahav Ye'ata, from North gold will come. Or from North, the bad or the evil will open. Mitzafon in Jeremiah, Mitzafon Tipatach Hara'ah. From North, evil, bad, or duality will come. So, if the North is the place of bad, what is the opposite side of the North in this case? South. And South inherits the blessing. Yes? Is it understood? The blessing of being, the South inherits the blessing, yes, of being. Yes, and from the north side or part, Zahav Ye'ata, gold will come. What is Zahav in Hebrew? Zahav, this is what I want. And so on. Okay, also in the north part there is no returning light, there's dark there. This is another aspect. Do we understand why the South inherit the blessing? Yes. Felipe, now you understand the blessing of being is vast as the ocean, is vast as the sea, and the South inherited it. Questions? Yes. Any questions, Felipe? Or Fernando, or Yanis, Abigail? Any question? This is the blessing that was given to Naphtali. Yes, this is Moses gives blessing to the tribes of Israel before he moves, and this is the blessing to Naphtali. Yes. Yes, and Fernando is saying Bet is a blessing. Yes. Can we say that the two duality are a blessing? Yes. 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 Just one sentence about the verse from Deuteronomy. This blessing was given to Naphtali, and there is in his share in the land, there is a Sea of Galilee. We call it now Sea of Galilee, Kinneret. But in previous sources in Hebrew, the name appears as Yamat Naphtali, the Sea of Naphtali. This is a Lake of Galilee, or Yamat Naphtali, the Sea of Naphtali, is a lake of sweet water. And in sweet water, there's a blessing because everyone can drink them. On the other hand, in the salt sea, it's impossible to drink the water, so there is no blessing, yes? So please pay attention. Naphtali, receive this blessing. And this verse is, I don't know, how can I express it? This verse, Umale Birkat Hashem, and fulfilled the blessing of being, this verse opposite people's minds for more than 1,000 years, because nobody really can so far open it. What does it mean? Umale Birkat Hashem. The blessing being is fulfilled. This is something that no one understands, because they try to go to other languages, they go to read other translation, they try to go to Greek, what is fulfilled in Greek and other languages, in Aramaic. And the simple reading of this verse would be that the being is the background in which everything appears. So of course it's filled. Do you understand? The being, which is basically nothingness, there's no action in it or so, it's the background on which, or nothingness, in which everything appears, all the manifestation appears. This is why it is said, Umale Birkat Hashem, the blessing of being is fulfilled like a sea. Because everything appears on this background. Is it understood? Yes, Abigail? Good. So let's return to Rabbi Berachia. My Umale Birkat Hashem, what does it mean and fulfill the blessing of being? Ela kol makom shenemar bet, but in every place which is written bet, hu lashon bracha, this is the language of blessing. Umale birkat Hashem. Question so far? Now, there is here a dual way to read the word Birkat Hashem, not just as a blessing, but also a source of water. Yes? A source of water, a pool in English. Because a pool in English is Brecha. Brecha. Let's write it in Hebrew here. Brecha. Those are four letters. It means pool. Yes? But with a different nikud or pronunciation, the pool, brecha, becomes bracha, blessing. So every pool, yes, is blessing. Do we understand? Because in Hebrew, it's the same word, or the same letters are using for blessing. Yes. Brecha and bracha. So when we would like to, how do you say, to create a combination of the being's blessing in Hebrew, we would say Birkat Hashem. The hey turns into taf, and there's a, we combine the two, Birkat Hashem. This is the blessing, or the, how do you say, the blessing of being, Birkat Hashem, but it's also a possibility to read Birkat Hashem as how shall I say, not just as a blessing, but as a source of water, a pool of being. This is quite interesting, because yes? Every source of water, yes, every source of water is a blessing. And why do we say in Hebrew the word for pool or source of water, brecha, or water pond, brecha? Because to drink water, you have to knee on your knee, berech. Berech is a knee, so you have to knee, and then you can drink water from the source. So you have to knee to approach the water, berech, knee, and yes, there's a brecha, there's a pool, source of water, and bracha and blessing, because when we drink, there's blessing in it. Yes, yes, blessing is a matrix. Now, do we understand what, and who brings those serial question? This is interesting, the name, yes, of the one who asked those questions. A pool is also a vessel for water, and this is a blessing, just as a house is a bed, and bed is a blessing. Yes, this is why, yes, he says that in every place that you find the letter bet is a blessing, whether it's a house, bait, bracha, bracha, blessing, or brecha, water pool. Yes? Yes. This is how one opens a little, yes, to the infinite. Yes, the name of the rabbi, and this is interesting because the source of those questions are coming from the sage, that his name is Rabbi Berachia. His name is blessing too. So you see, this is how you can remember the teaching, because there is no separation in a way. This is a very good way to learn, if you want to learn the Torah. There is no difference between the name and the speech. It's one, it's oneness. It's not two. There is no John that says something else, 90 degrees angle from the direction. No. The name and the content are the same. It's like sometimes you look in the library and you see a book cover. And the book cover is so attractive, but when you open the book, it's not really what you expected. But here, it is the same. The name Berachia holds the content of what he's saying. And the knee berech is what allows us to walk and to wander. Yes. Yes, it's only also a vehicle. It's the same letters as vehicle. Rechev is a vehicle. In a way, blessing is a vehicle. Yes, Merkava. Yes. Yes. This is why they say in the Hebrew sources that the patriarchs were Merkava, like they were Merkava for the Holy Spirit. they were. Everyone is a vehicle. I remember once that I went to the mall and there was like this jewelry called Merkava. This is like a triangle, and I remember buying it in the mall, and the lady promised that you can be transferred into other dimensions, into different cultures, and so it's so funny. It's so funny. You can, Fernando is writing, you can play with the letters of Merkava and read as in the blessing, right? M Beracha. Yes. 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 Or Ma, yes. Like Ma. Yes, like that. Like that. Mem dash rechev vehicle, and then you have hey, so the name of ma, yes, is a vehicle. Yes, there are many, many ways to read it. If there's a space, yes, infinite enters. The source of conflicts, by the way, yes, the source of conflicts in all of us is what? The lack of emptiness. This is the source of conflicts, because the source of conflict, there is something, there's an issue, and it sits there, yes, and dictates the agenda, yes? This is the source of conflicts. If there's nothing there, like to... Yes, like wondering, there's no conflict in this at all. Yes. Yes. Ma Adam. Yes. Of course. Yes. You remember when we were reading from the Zohar, and this is the source, this book is the source for the book of Zohar. When we were reading in the book of Zohar, there were all kinds of characters and names, different names, and they were saying all kinds of things. And I remember saying or mentioning, please pay attention to the name that speaks and the content, that those are not two things. This is why the books are written in this way. Yes, the title, let's say the name is Rabbi Berachia, and so is the content. As we learned before, also the letter Bet has a dot inside of it. Yes, and this dot is the point of the infinite. Yes, it's hiding in the belly of the Bet, the dot. In the belly of the bed, this is the infinite or the nomenon, because it doesn't have any, it doesn't take any much space. You cannot, it doesn't have a width or depth or height. So, dear friends, any questions for today? Any requests? Any wonders? Fernando, aren't any questions? Abigail, Yanis, Felipe? Yes. You're most welcome. If you'd like, we can continue and go deeper. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. It's not easy to open it, and you can always ask questions. Yes, the text is not easy because it's built in a conversational way. Yes, it's not someone puking thoughts from the mind is a conversational text. This is why it's so deep. And of course, if you have questions, please write them, and we shall repeat this text if you want. And maybe we shall continue. Yes, and reading from the book. Yes. So we can meet here on Monday. Now it's Shabbat. We can meet here on Monday and continue with the book, Sefer Bahir. Thank you all for joining us today for reading Sefer Bahir. And wishing you all Shabbat Shalom, Shavua Tov. And see you soon on Monday. And thank you everyone for developing the app. Toda, litraot, v'shavua tov.